As you guys have become accustomed to, there's story time. First, I wanted to read these verses from Luke chapter 10, 21 through 22. He rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And behold, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus and said, What must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, What does the law say? How do you read it? The lawyer said, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with everything that you are. And love your neighbor as yourself. And what was Jesus' reply? Jesus said to him, Yes, you have answered correctly. Go and do likewise. Well, I don't think the lawyer liked that answer so much. Because he comes back and says to Jesus, Who is my neighbor? What does Jesus say? He comes back and he tells him the story of the Good Samaritan. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he got waylaid by some robbers. They beat him. They beat him up really bad. So much so that he was half alive. Well, in this story of this man, this certain man, did you know that he was a Jew? He was Jewish. And it happens to come along that a man, a priest, comes along from Jerusalem and comes by and sees the man laying there. And he crosses to the other side of the road and keeps on walking. Well, surely there'd be somebody to help. Well, there came along a Levite. And the Levite saw him laying there, and the Levite crossed to the other side and walked past. A third person comes along, and he sees the man lying there. And he walks over, and it's a Samaritan. He walks over and he bends down and he takes out some wine and he takes out, what else does he take out? I missed that part, but he had oil and wine and he addresses his wounds and cleanses his wounds. And then he picks up the man and puts him on his own donkey. And rides, we're assuming, to Jericho. And he gets into town and he takes him to an inn and he comes and he stays with him that night, takes care of his wounds. And then the next morning, as he leaves, he gives the shopkeeper 2 days' wage and says, Use this to take care of him, and if there's anything else owing, I will cover it. And he leaves. Jesus says to the Levite, the lawyer, Which of these men was a neighbor to this man? The Levite? The priest? Or the Samaritan? Well, the lawyer says, the one who took care of him, that had mercy on him. And Jesus said, yes, you are correct. Now go and do likewise. What does this story tell us about God? Who do I identify with? Am I the priest? Am I the Levite? Or am I the Good Samaritan? See, in the story, the lawyer asks the question, who is my neighbor? And Jesus doesn't actually answer that question. He actually answers it with another question and says, this is the better question. Are you a neighbor? And he tells the story of the Samaritan. And it's not a parable. It's not a made-up story. Jesus does not refer to it that way. He refers to it as an actual incident that happened. A Jewish person, a Jewish man being helped by a Samaritan. Now, if you know the history about Samaritans and Jews, Samaritans were half Jewish and half Gentile. They stayed in the land of the northern kingdom when it was invaded by Assyria, and they were moved about, and they were assimilated into the culture. A Samaritan was basically a half-breed. They didn't really have any homeland. They were disdained by the Jewish people because they were impure. On top of it, in the history, they didn't worship at the temple in Jerusalem. They built it on their own mountain, Gerizim. And at Gerizim, they worshipped all gods together. And in their temple, it is written in the books of Josephus that they did as Antiochus Epiphanes wanted them to do. And if you know who Antiochus Epiphanes was, he was a dastardly scoundrel. A Gentile who tortured and went to great lengths to kill and to make examples of God's people. The story of the Good Samaritan is a story of three things. It's a story of ruin, it's a story of rejection, and it's a story of redemption. It's a story of ruin in the case that this man sets his sights to go to Jericho. It's not the city of God. Jerusalem is. He goes to the city that in Joshua 6:26 and 27 is cursed by Joshua. Joshua laid an oath on them at the time, saying, cursed before the Lord be the man who rises up and rebuilds this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn shall he lay its foundation, and at the cost of his youngest shall he set up its gates. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land. Whenever we leave God and the things of God, we set our feet in motion to Jericho. We abandon the city of God. Whenever we decide not to obey Christ and exercise the example of mercy that He's put before us, we set our feet upon the road to Jericho. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6:36, be merciful just as the Father also is merciful. He said in Matthew 5:7, the merciful are blessed, for they will be shown mercy. Deuteronomy 4:31, He will not leave you, destroy you, or forget the covenant with your fathers that He swore to them by oath, because the Lord your God is a compassionate God. One who does not exercise mercy should not expect to receive mercy in the judgment. James 2:13, For judgment is without mercy to the one who hasn't shown mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. The question is, are we merciful? That word merciful or mercy is translated as compassion. It's also translated as kindness, as loving kindness, as steadfast love. It's also translated as loyalty. We who are merciful to others prove our loyalty to God. Our kindness, our loving kindness, our steadfast kindness proves our loyalty to God. What are we stating to those that we come in contact with? This man was on his road to Jericho. Maybe he lived there. But it was a perilous journey. It was known to be filled with robbers in caves, in places where people could hide and rob people, take people's lives. But the city of God is where God presided. This man was on a way, on a road to ruin, if we want to talk about it metaphorically. It's also a story of rejection. We see between the lawyer, the priest, we see that they ignored God's commands to be compassionate to their neighbor. The word neighbor in that context meant Jewish brother, sister. It also came to be known as a non-Jew as well, called a sojourner. A foreigner in your land who traveled about was extended the same benefits, the same safety, the same care coverage that an Israelite was. What did Jesus say? He said, "Be merciful as I am merciful." He also said, "I want you to learn mercy, not sacrifice." Because for them, the Jewish religion, the faith, was about doing the laws and the ordinances and the traditions. And Jesus said, "I want you to learn this. I want you to learn to be merciful instead of offering sacrifices." Are we merciful? Are we compassionate? Verse in Hosea 6:6 says this, "For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." There's that word, steadfast love, mercy, compassion. I desire you to know steadfast love and the knowledge of God. That word knowledge there addresses the senses of a person. We've got 5 senses. Basically saying that you can know God through these 5 senses, through being active, through caring, through loving, through taking action. Us being merciful come to know God. Us taking action brings us to know God. Who is that certain person that maybe you're not compassionate with? We're all there. We can listen and look at the story and go, that priest was really bad, and that lawyer was even worse. But what about us? You know, in the story, the man is not named. I think it's because that man could be us. That man could be any person in our world, in our sphere of influence that we come by. Who's that certain person that maybe we walk around, we avoid? Is it that same-sex person? Is it that person that has a different political view than I do? Is it that person that's kind of hard to get along with? Is that person that just like picks our flesh, it seems? Maybe it's that enemy we have. Are we the Samaritan? You see, the Levite and the priest were concerned about the traditions, the ordinances, and the rules of religion. They were concerned about what to do and what not to do, but yet they weren't doing what they were supposed to do. Are we doing as Jesus has instructed us to do? The final portrait that we see in this story is that it's a story of redemption. Who is the Samaritan? It's us, but we can also put Jesus there. Jesus is the Samaritan who came into our world, that came and addressed our needs, our hurts, our sin, and bought us back from death. The Samaritan came along and brought life back to the man lying there. Jesus brings us life as we lay there. And sometimes we don't know our left from our right. But we have a God that is compassionate and merciful and patient and loving and caring. We have a God that we are instructed to imitate, that we are to follow. That's what it means to be a disciple, is a follower. Are we following? He encourages us, he commands us, he pushes us forth to be merciful. I've learned from this church, amongst many of you, this church has a very good reputation in this city. And you should be commended for that. But don't stop. Continue. Because you and I, all of us, we represent Christ. We represent Jesus. And when we are out there and they watch and see those that do not believe in Jesus yet, they come to know something of Jesus. And it can either be negative or positive. How are we living? The lawyer asked, "How does one obtain eternal life?" The funny thing is that how do I obtain it? What can I do? And Jesus ignored that question, basically, in the way that it was proposed. And we know in Scripture that good works does not get us to heaven. Good works is a result of the love that we have in our heart because we know Christ. That's where good works come from. And James says, "You talk about your faith, but I'll show you my faith by what I do." Is that the kind of people that we want to be? Is that who we are? Because that's what Jesus calls us to. Be compassionate, be steadfast, be kind, be merciful. Picture the story of the Samaritan as an actual historical event that Jesus used to connect with a Jewish follower, a religious follower. But who does he use to connect with? A Samaritan. An enemy. Because the man responds to Jesus. Jesus asks the question, which of these three was a neighbor? The guy's reply, the lawyer's reply is what? He can't even say the word Samaritan. He says, that man. Who is that person that we don't hang around? Who's that person that we don't associate with? I think God uses those people as examples in our life to show us, you know what? This is what we're supposed to be about. This is who we're supposed to love. So who we're supposed to have compassion for. And I know many of us in North America, with everything that's happened in the Middle East with ISIS, we get a very colored picture of our Muslim brothers and friends. But you know what? It's a picture. They are made in the image of God. They are brothers and sisters that are lost, prisoners of war. They are Samaritans. Will we love our Samaritan brothers and sisters? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.